Nice to see you again, Wally.
You too, Grizzler. You really think that house was enough to end me?
I know how expendable you are.
Then why did you bring me here and hang me on your cool room rack like a piece of meat?
Because right now, that's all you are to me.
Don't you feel it? Can't you sense their presence?
I've felt it for so long. They're coming.
Yes, and they will make their presence known.
What do you know?
I won't tell you a thing.
Really? Are you really going to try and test me? I've got all night.
You know that I'm more than this. My physical form is only a temporary measure.
As is mine. But I can still cause you pain.
What do you need to know?
Your new game was called again?
Oh, it's called Stroke the Gecko.
I beg your pardon.
Stroke the Gecko.
Yes, I heard you the first time, but why does it have to sound so smutty?
It's not anything like that. You know I'm not supposed to look at anything beyond PG past 6 o'clock.
And how does one, as you say, stroke a gecko?
Here, let me show you. So, you have a gecko that appears on your phone, and you run your finger up and down his back. And the aim is to get him to fall asleep. And the longer he sleeps, the more points you get.
And people actually like this.
Oh, it's the latest game to hit the phones. Critics are raving about it.
There's critics who devote their time to phone app games.
Yeah, there's a critic for everything these days.
What's that?
Oh, that's a fairy.
Well, I can see that, but what does she do?
Well, she's like your assistant. She tells you tips and tricks to help the gecko stay asleep.
I see. Look, I do have work I need to continue doing. I need to go to the shops to get the milk. Can you mind the counter for me?
Yeah, of course.
Bye then.
Remember to delicately run your finger across the gecko's back to make sure he stays asleep.
Keep him sleeping.
Very soon, you'll be asleep.
Huh?
You heard me, you twat.
What did you just call me?
Less talking and more stroking, mister. Or it's straight to the Necker's yard with you.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, my darling. You wouldn't even understand half the size of it. Now, time to say goodbye to your loved ones. Wait! Too long. Bye-bye now.
What happened? Hey, get me out of here right now! I will not be trapped, and by a fairy of all things.
I must find it. I must find them. Surely they know what's going on. I must find Celestial Avenue. Oh,
Violet? Is that really you?
You know me.
I know of your legend.
Who are you?
Lydia, at your service. I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude. There's really no polite way to say this. I thought you were dead.
Apparently, I am, in your universe. But I've traversed across the dimensional plane in a very different way to usual.
That does not sound good.
What does that mean?
It means the walls that maintain the stability of reality are crumbling again. Tell me, do you know who's responsible?
My memory's fading. But there was a man. No. A celestial being.
More of them. What on earth are they doing here?
He had a name. It was a strange name. He wore a purple coat.
Don't tell me.
Winky. Winker, yes.
Wally Winker.
You know him?
One of the greatest misfits I know, even more than the professor. He's reckless, ill-prepared, and as rambunctious as they come.
So, that sounds like trouble?
More of a nuisance, really. His intentions aren't malicious, he's just very good at getting in the way.
Stop! I beg of you! I've had enough!
Tell me, or I keep going. You have one finger left. What's it going to be after that?
All right. No more, please. I give in.
You do?
But, on one condition. I'm going to tell you. You are going to have to tell me something.
Information for information. It seems fair.
More or less a trade.
That will depend on how valuable your information is.
Okay. Just let me compose myself. Just a minute.
You're testing my patience, Wally.
There are two races bound together by disposition for one another. They are known as the Celestials and the Elementals, both having forces of power beyond anything conceivable. They exist in the space between universes and are kept in equilibrium by a higher order called the Eternals. They exist in a non-physical form, and they flow all around us as we live and breathe. But there's a mysterious force that's attempting to displace the Eternals away into another universe so that they become void, leaving the Celestials and the Elementals to get to each other's throats.
What is it that they want?
For one to destroy the other.
Whose side should I be on?
The one who gets hold of the Resurrection Blade.
You don't remember any of this.
I told you I'm a different version of Violet. None of this has happened to me before.
So you're saying that 26 different versions of Violet across the multiverse have forged together and created you?
That's exactly what happened, and I don't know how comfortable I feel about it. Whoever this Winker guy is, he has some kind of strange fascination around my history.
Oh, where's Gibbons got to?
Hello? Is anybody there? Gosh, this place is weird. Never knew that this is what the inside of my phone would look like. Who's there? Who are you? It's you! But I thought you were...
Rewritten? Yes, but not entirely. A part of me still lived on in my memory. I'm glad I found you. I've been waiting forever.
What are you doing here?
Infiltrating our way into the metaverse.
Oh, is that what this place is?
It's a simulation fed into a phone app game that's ready to spread a virus into every user in contact, trapping everybody inside this place and replacing them with something else.
Lots of other somethings, I take it?
Yes, which is what's scaring me. We need to get out of here before those lots of somethings get a hold of us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hang on just one minute. How can I trust you? As far as I know, you could be a simulation, just like that fairy.
You've met the fairy?
I have. And she's out there causing trouble.
Then we must make pace on the double. I have a friend waiting for us.
You do, huh?
Someone I know has been contained here.
So, this is where you've been hiding or something?
He died. A part of him transpired into something else, another form of living consciousness, a morally correct version.
Hang on! You're trying to tell me that there's another part of you here... him.
Gibbons, I need you to trust me on this one.
Nice to see you again.
I'm coming to get ya. I'm coming to get ya.
Why did I decide to come here?
You. What are you doing here?
I'm just coming for a routine inspection.
Inspection of what?
This is the haunted Fitzroy house, is it not?
What's left of it, yes. Of what interest is it to you?
Can you tell me where did all the ghosts go?
They're all gone.
And the caretaker?
He escaped when he had the opportunity.
Oh, what about you? Who are you?
I used to be human. I used to be able to walk, talk, and breathe just as any other usual person would. But my soul is now intertwined with the structural integrity that is left of this building. That is all I am.
Don't you want revenge on whoever did this to you?
I know who did this to me, and he has already received his comeuppance. Maybe now he'll be wiser. But tell me, what are you wanting from ghosts?
I'm here to track down the individual that they belong to. The ghosts that existed here? They're all the same person from across the multiverse, correct?
That is correct. Of what meaning is it to you?
That can only mean one thing. That means that this landmark in your universe is the doorway to a plethora of other universes. No matter what happens, this house will always stand here. This will always be the gateway.
And of what help is that going to be to you, little fairy?
What happens if that doorway to 1,000 other universes is disrupted, or better yet, destroyed?
I think that you and I may be able to make an agreement on something.
And what is that?
We both desire the same thing. What is happening?
It would seem that our savior is returning.
Did you feel that?
I did. What was it?
It's a glitch in reality, like something is tearing it apart, like confetti, trying to get through.
And that's bad, isn't it?
Yes, it's bad. It's very bad. We need help.
This is all too much. All the versions of me that are combined together, remembering so many potential threads of existence. It's burning me up.
Are you okay?
Yeah, should I be like this, or shouldn't I?
I don't know.
I do.
On.
You shouldn't be here, Violet, but it is a blessing that you are.
Who are you? Why do you look like me?
Oh, you realize now. You remember that possible future.
You're Mandrake.
That is me. Harboring another version of yourself from this universe and the man that Mandrake once was.
How did you know to find her here?
Oh, I know of all events that are happening. I have seen it all on the tapestry. I knew that I had to come here at this point in time.
So you've been waiting for this? Oh, you could have given us a heads up.
That would be the act of a spoilsport.
Hold on. You're saying there's a version of me inside of you.
Henceforth, why I wear your appearance as my exterior.
Why come here? Why look for me?
I have been floating around this universe for so long, helping where I can.
What about me, though? I think you're missing something, Lydia. What happens if we unite all 27 versions of me?
27?
You said that there's another version of me inside this celestial being, that it always must be counterbalanced by another. What would happen if you removed Violet and made her a part of me?
Well, the consequences could be disastrous.
In what way? What would possibly happen that could be so bad?
Someone would need to occupy my other half.
Why, though? What is so important about your continued existence? Not to discredit you, but what is so important about Mandrake?
I think you're getting ahead of yourself here, Violet.
She does have a point.
What do you mean?
The other part of me, the initial pilot, does not have any place in this continued form of existence.
Why?
Maybe because of why I'm here in the first place. I came here initially to act as a temporal prison for that man, because of his crimes against reality, and I think he has fulfilled his sentence. Don't you realize I'm not human? I'm not even alive. I am a programmable interface.
You're like an AI.
Well, if you like. The prisoner himself that occupies the other half of me will pop back into his respective dimension where he will be granted parole.
See, it's not all that bad. We remove the other me, the occupant goes back to his home to be set free, and this walking prison on legs goes back to factory setting.
Yes, if you like.
Then do it. Release the other me. I need to be unified with the other versions of myself.
Once that happens, where will you go?
To the metaverse.
Welcome to the Metaverse, Gibbons. The place that has been my prison ever since I blinked back into existence.
I don't get how you're here. You were supposedly destroyed.
The sinister part of me, yes. But in every dark, there is some light. And that is who I am. I want to do good, not evil.
What about the two of you? You're the same person. You're who Casper becomes.
Well, not necessarily. I'm a splinter version of Casper. An anomaly. We exist in two different timelines. So Casper and I returned to our devices and planned out what we could do next.
Hence my being here.
And I don't recall any of this. My personal past is of the Casper who lived out all those moments. And this version of Casper who stands before you did not.
But when the professor, or you better know him as Max, tried to erase my memory, he didn't quite complete the job. Something nibbled away at me, and it was only a matter of time before I had to search it out.
And then he found me, and rescued me.
Then how did you get here, Casper? You can't just blink from one corner of the universe to another.
Oh, well, that's funny how that happened. You remember the house on the hill? The one hoarding all the ghosts that burnt down? That house continues to stand because it's a gateway.
A gateway to an immeasurable cluster of universes.
And I waited to be beckoned to the right one. And that's how I found the clockmaker.
I've already made my hop back into reality. Temporarily, of course. I got to own an ice cream shop for a few short years. Oh, how wonderful it was. But you're going to bring me back, Casper. So I can live my normal life as a humble clockmaker.
Yes.
It's starting.
What could possibly be going on?
Reality remains unstable. That's why we must combine forces to fight for what we know is good.
Then what must we do? Please explain to me in terms that I can understand. What do we need to do?
A conference call.
not savior. Who is this savior?
You wouldn't understand.
I'm a talking house. I think I can understand a bit.
He is responsible for my very being here. He is, of course, the Great Gecko.
That was underwhelming.
You don't know his true potential.
Oh, I'm dying to hear.
For too long, he has been trapped in this stupid video game that so many phone users relentlessly play to weasel away their boredom. But little do they know that it's numbing their brains into a mushy mess. He's cute, isn't he? Mwah!
I have an open mind. How is one tiny little gecko your savior?
He saved me from all this mess, from this confusion, from you.
From me?
You can't remember?
I think I would be able to remember if I was acquainted with a fairy.
You do forget that I can change form so freely.
What?
We came here that sad, dreary night and met that belligerent old man who was guarding that sad horde of ghosts with his life on the line. And you were so besotted by me.
Harriet?
Hello.
Your savior is a gecko.
The best gecko you can ever lay your eyes on.
What's it doing?
It seems that he is ready to reveal his true form.
Hello, Harriet. Delighted to see you again.
And you too, my love.
Who are you?
None of your concern. Harriet, do enlighten me. Is the house alive?
There is a spirit inhabiting the infrastructure of the house, yes.
Oh, then I have a delightfully wicked plan. How about we take these matches and finish him up?
How devilish.
What? What are you doing? Don't do anything with those. I am insisting.
Too late, Alex. Sorry. You must go.
No!
Has the plan worked?
I'm yet to find out. But it's good to be in the flesh again, thanks to our friend. They intervened and brought me back.
I'm very glad that is the case. What's next on our agenda?
Not a click or a tick in sight. So, I believe, as they say, it's our move.
This is destiny. This is what I need.
And the prisoner will return back home.
And let's do this.
What happens now?
It's starting. All of us unified at last. Across the multiverse, we now meet at one equidistant interval in all of creation, and with the might and power we have all combined, we can have complete control over life, the fabric of reality, and the turning of the wheel of time itself.
He's okay.
He's tense. Something is up.
Is there anything we can do to help him?
Probably keep out of his way and keep biding time.
It's been ages.
That's because the flow of time operates differently in the Metaverse Observatory. The structure of time is an illusion.
Oh, I wasn't expecting him.
Well. Clockmaker, it is a pleasure.
Oh, I am the clockmaker, but not the one you were expecting.
To what pleasure do I owe?
I'm afraid it's a conference call.
Does that mean the others are showing up too?
I'm sorry, my friend, but everybody is required for this meeting.
And who, may I ask, are you?
It's not as if we were just hanging out together.
Well, there's lots of you. Which one exactly are you?
Are all these people like you?
We are all celestial beings, yes. There's still a few more.
Lydia!
Good to know you're safe, Gibbons, but how did you get here?
Oh, I just used my phone.
What are you doing here? What are you all doing here? Surely this isn't a... Oh, it is, isn't it?
Just one more to show up.
Do you mind? I was quite enjoying everlasting bliss in the internal realm.
Who are they?
Judging by the get-up, I can only assume that's one person.
Delighted to meet you, my dears. I am universally known as Professor Paradox.
Oh, not another one.
I should add, this version of the Professor is from another universe.
Yes, I gathered that.
Believe me, when you bring the multiverse into this, it does suggest that there is, well, a multiverse of us professors to select from. But it seems today, you squabbling bunch have selected me.
We know you are. But we would only summon you across the multiverse in the most significant of emergencies.
Clockmaker?
That's an explanation to all of this.
Oh, well, you see, Professor, this version of the Clockmaker is the embodiment of all of his purity and joy. That's right, isn't it?
That's a solid explanation, yes.
I see. So, what's going on here?
I'm afraid it is what it looks like.
A conference call? What on earth for?
Reality is in peril, and it is down to a few key players.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt your eloquent flow, but I think there are more pressing issues at hand. Violet has gained too much power, and thanks to Mandrake, all 27 of her spirits have merged together to form one super being.
27 spirits?
27 violets from across the multiverse.
Combined into one super violet.
That's not all. There are other evils at stake.
Great! More instability in the universe.
Oh, I think I can answer that one. There was something about that phone game. Something strange that seemed the faintest bit odd. I thought it was a glitch. I could have sworn I saw beyond the gecko's veil.
It can't be. But I thought he was contained.
It would seem a part of him survived.
So as I see it, Violet is probably going to have all control. What do we do?
It would seem there's a third player. Someone who is manipulating everything that we know. Changing reality into an artifice. The Flickerer.
What does the Flickerer have against all of this?
The Flickerer thinks that they can change everything by taking over everything that we hear and invading the mind.
So we have to put a stop to them.
Exactly. But I'm afraid with the competition we're facing, we might not be up to standards.
Competition?
What is going on?
Haven't you paid attention to what's going on beyond your petty lives? Have you taken the chance to visit the Celestial Realm recently? We are under threat. The Council itself is dwindling in number. We are all that is left. Something is causing rifts in everything we know, and if we don't do anything about it, the whole of existence will cease to be.
So, with that in mind, what exactly do we do?
Stop the conspiracies. Guard the crown jewels. Protect the celestial realm. We've been threatened by war before. Let's not make it happen again.
And make sure we're on the right side.
Excuse me, I'm not on anyone's side.
You need to put your silly feud beside you. This is serious.
The professor is right. This calls for desperate measures. I'm worried about Violet, though. What can we do for her?
For now, I'm afraid the best we can do is keep out of her way. Who knows what she's capable of? Perhaps.
Perhaps what?
Perhaps. She's the ammo we need against any other threat.
Genesis, no!
What else do we have?
We don't know what Violet is going to do.
Whoa.
Did everybody feel that?
I certainly did.
Ah, look, you two. It's been nice, but we do have business that we need to get on with.
Well, what's going to happen to us then?
Go back to Earth, find Violet, figure out what's going on.
Professor, what are you doing?
What, me? Nothing. I just dropped something. I'm leaning over to pick it up.
But what do we do? How do we fix everything? Clockmaker said we need to stick together.
Use your wits. I know you still have them. There now. Off your palm.
What's going on? Who turned out the lights? Exodus, is this your doing?
For the last time, I am not pulling any more pranks on you.
Who's there?
Oh, what a lovely setup you have here. I'd hate for someone to steal it.
Who are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. Grizzler, at your service.
What purpose do you have here?
Oh, abduction, of course. I did come with a bit of help.
Hello, everyone.
As I live and breathe, Wally Winker.
I would say it's a pleasure, but that's hardly the case.
What are you both doing here?
We're taking over. The show is in our hands now.
What? Imbecile.
And Wally here was one of you, I believe. Seems he got bored of behaving. We're going to change a few things around here, I reckon.
Those chains should hold them there.
I can't get up!
Wally, what are you doing? We were family.
I'm sorry, Clarky, but I've got a new master.
What's going on?
Good morning, Celestials! Nice to have you all here. What a crowd!
It's the Flickerer.
Yes, it is I, the Flickerer. And we've got all of you silly Celestial beings right where we need you. Captured and contained. Now, let's get ready to party! Say goodbye to everything you know. Reality is but a construct that no longer has any purpose or meaning. The virus will soon spread everywhere, and nothing will be able to stop it!
Where are they going?
They're becoming chess pieces on the board, beckoned to another dimension where they shall remain trapped. Nothing can stop us now!